World Ocean Radio.
Radio ya Bahari Dunia.
Radio de l'océan.
La radio océano del mundo.
Champion de l'océan.
Sayansi Bahari.
Solutions to today's ocean issues.
Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. Our multi-part World Ocean Radio series on planning with water continues this week with what is called by hydraulic engineers as non-revenue water. That is what has been produced by collection but cannot be valued because of the utility lost to leakage and other forms of waste. If you think about your own water usage, you can begin to understand what I mean. Whether or not you draw your water from a well or a municipal system, picture in your mind how that water flows through your home, what it provides, and where might be the places or behaviors where the value of that water is lost. Showers, toilet flushes, food preparation, car washes, lawn and garden, irrigation, these represent the major functions of water in the home. For how long do you or your children shower? How many times a day do you flush the toilets? Do you leave the water on when you brush your teeth or wash your dishes? These are all typical points where each of us loses the value of water down the drain, rarely recycled, mostly wasted. If you take this one phenomenon, add to it theft of water, or inaccurate metering, or free use for firefighting and other civic necessities, the Danish Hydraulic Institute estimates its total of almost $14 billion lost by water users, managers, and utilities each year due to non-revenue water. To understand water use, the Hydraulic Institute conducts water audits, identifying and analyzing the various stages along the distribution chain. The process examines water supplies, owned and imported, to calculate total system input. Against this is measured water supplied and exported, consumption authorized and unauthorized, billed and unbilled consumption, apparent and real losses, to construct a balance sheet that reveals revenue water minus non-revenue water, showing either surplus or deficit derived from the existing system. These analyses can reveal weaknesses and inefficiencies along the way, and can also reveal strategies for repair, modification, and increased economies to make the system better. Localized pressure tests and flow meters can point to very specific reparable problems, reduce leaks and blowouts, and also reduce maintenance costs and failure rates, diverting funds to upgrades and replacement. Similar tests can discover areas of deteriorated pipe, broken connections, malfunctioning valves and pumps, and failed or tampered meters. In its entirety, the water audit gives a real-time picture of a system that may have been constructed decades previous, sporadically maintained or improved, and in need of a major overhaul or modernization. Finally, this information can provide the data required to make management and financial decisions, accurately predict and allocate budgets over time, and provide a schematic for capital improvement, investment in new technologies, a model for a better system with far greater efficiency and return, and dramatically reduced waste of the most valuable commodity on Earth. All this from a reasonable evaluation of usage in the home and along the path of distribution. In last week's World Ocean Radio, I described a much larger audit of the 3 million square kilometer area of the Nile River Basin. Beyond scale, what actually is the difference between that endeavor and what we might do at home? A key place where a change in behavior results in a shift in the data set, representing both baseline information but also measure of resultant improvements. What you do each day with your water is part of an enormous hydraulic reality by which precious water moves through a global, natural, financial, and political system of distribution and redistribution, through cycles and conveyors and upwellings that too often corrupt or poison the water consumed. Removing any water from that system, even a single drop, denigrates it and denies it for the future. If we can understand the peculiarities of our plumbing and habits at home, then we can fix them. The same holds true for a municipal water system. The same holds true for a watershed. And the same holds true for the ocean, the greatest water system on Earth. If we can understand how our patterns of water use and waste are connected, perhaps now we can look to solutions evident and possible through planning with water. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is produced by the World Ocean Observatory in association with WERU-FM, Blue Hill, Maine. World Ocean Radio is distributed by the Public Radio Exchange and the Pacifica Network. Find our podcast on iTunes and at worldoceanobservatory.org.